amphitheater of the air, a library of plays that never grow old.
On October 9th, 1922, the Theater Guild presented a great play. Its performance created much comment. The theme was a timely one. The world was creating order out of the post-war chaos. The age of scientific achievement was being rushed forward. Carol Čapek, a Bohemian playwright, was one of those who anticipated the rule of machines over man. Was science to become man's servant, or in the hands of the unscrupulous, his master? He wrote a play called R.U.R. Of green waving foliage. But what is this? Where are we? Huge white buildings, black ugly smokestacks, steel and stone. It might be any industrial plant in any industrial city. We draw closer. The throb of motors and huge machines. We enter the factory. Bells flying, pistons swinging, backs of steaming chemicals, hissing and spitting, sputtering dynamos. All is orderly confusion.
Whether I'm a spy or not?
No. I should like to see whether you're as beautiful as I think you are.
Oh, well, there.
Oh, I say. Miss Glory, you are. You are the most...
You were telling me about your factory for making people.
Hang the factory? Let's talk about... Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Glory. Forgive my bad manners. They're not really bad manners, you know. It's just that... Well, beautiful young women seldom, if ever, visit this lonely island of Robert. Oh, please sit down again.
You were saying about the factory.
Huh? Oh, yes, factory. The factory. Mm. Well, first, I suppose you'd like to hear the story of the invention.
Mm, yes, indeed.
Well, in the year 1920, old Rossum, the great physiologist and a young scientist, took himself to this lonely island for the purpose of studying ocean fauna. He attempted biochemical synthesis to imitate the living matter known as protoplasm till he suddenly discovered a substance which behaved exactly like living matter, although its chemical composition was different. Now...
You know that by heart.
Of course. Shall I go on?
Please do.
You see, with the help of his tinctures, he could have made whatever he wanted, a medusa, the brain of a Socrates, a worm 50 yards long. But old man Rossum didn't have a grain of a sense of humor, so he went about, you know what?
What?
Imitating nature.
Oh.
First he tried making an artificial dog. That took him several years and resulted in the sort of a stunted calf, which lived about 3 days. Then old Rossum started on the manufacture of man.
And I must divulge this to nobody?
To nobody in the world.
What a pity. It's to be found in all the school books of both Europe and America.
But do you know what isn't in the school books?
No.
That old Rossum was mad.
Oh.
Seriously, Miss Glory, you must keep this to yourself. The old crank wanted to actually make people.
But you do make people.
Approximately. Old Rossum meant it literally. He wanted to become a sort of a scientific substitute for God. He wanted to prove that God was no longer necessary. Do you know anything of anatomy?
No, very little.
Well, neither do I. Well, old Rossum spent 10 years trying to reproduce everything as in the human body. Oh, it was a bungled mess. Well, along came young Rossum. He said, it's absurd to spend 10 years making a man. If you can't make him quicker than nature, you might as well shut up shop.
Nothing about that in school books.
No, I should hope not. Well, young Rossum started in the business from an engineer's point of view. This isn't boring you, Miss Glory.
Oh, no, indeed. It's awfully interesting.
Do you play a piano?
Why, yes.
Oh, that's good. Now, young Rossum reasoned that a working machine, as he intended the product to be, must not play a piano, must not feel happy, must not do a whole lot of things which men do and which are entirely unnecessary. A gasoline motor must not have tassels or ornaments. And to manufacture artificial workers, Miss Glory, is the same thing as to manufacture motors. The process must be the simplest, and the product the best from a practical point of view. Miss Glory, tell me, what sort of a worker do you think is the best from a practical point of view?
Well, perhaps the one who is most honest and hardworking.
No, the one that is the cheapest.
Oh.
The one whose requirements are the smallest. Oh, of course, you've seen Robert.
Oh, yes, the town council engaged them for...
Bought them, my dear Miss Glory. Robots are bought and sold.
They were employed as street sweepers. They were always so strange and quiet.
Our factory doesn't produce a uniform brand of robots, you know. We have robots of finer and cost the great. The best will live about 20 years. Oh, did you see my new typist?
No, I didn't notice.
You will see.
You rang, sir?
Stella, let Miss Glory see you.
So pleased to meet you. You might find it awfully dull in this out-of-the-way spot.
I don't know, Miss Glory.
Where do you come from?
From the factory.
Well, you were born there.
I was made there.
What?
Stella is a robot. That's great.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Oh, Stella isn't angry. Well, see, Miss Glory, the kind of skin we make. Feel her face.
Oh, no.
You wouldn't know she's made of different material from us, would you? Stella, show us your knowledge of French.
You know French?
I know 4 languages. I can write, dear sir, monsieur, premier, seher, d'objet, family.
Hey, that's absurd. Stella isn't a robot. She's a girl like me. Stella, this is outrageous. Why do you take part in such a hoax?
I am a robot.
No, you're not telling the truth. They forced you to do it for an advertisement. Stella, you are a girl like me, aren't you?
I'm sorry, Miss Glory. Stella is a robot.
It's a lie.
What? Excuse me, Miss Glory. Then I must convince you.
You rang, sir.
Marius, take Stella into the dissecting room and tell them to cut her open at once.
Where?
Into the dissecting room. When they've cut her up, you can go and have a look.
Oh, no.
You spoke of lies.
Well, you wouldn't have her killed.
You can't kill machines.
Oh, don't be afraid, Stella. I won't let you go. Tell me, my dear, are they always so cruel to you? You mustn't put up with it, Stella. You mustn't.
I am a robot.
But robots are as good as we are. Stella, you wouldn't let yourself be cut to pieces.
Yes.
Oh, you're not afraid of death?
I cannot tell.
Do you know what would happen to you in there?
I should see to the moon.
I see.
That'll be all, Stella and Marius. You may go.
I'm sorry. I said you were lying.
Come on. Come in.
Oh, I say.
I beg your pardon. I hope we don't intrude. Oh, come in. Miss Laurie, Here are Albert, Avery, Gall, and Hollemeyer. This is President Glory's daughter.
How do you do?
We had no idea that...
Highly honored, I'm sure.
Welcome, Miss Glory.
Hello, what's up?
Oh, come in, Busman. This is Busman, Miss Glory.
Fine, show, that's fine. Miss Glory, may we send a cablegram to the papers about your arrival?
No, please, don't.
Oh, well, sit down, please, Miss Glory.
Allow me.
Please, excuse me.
What sort of a crossing did you have?
Are you going to stay long?
Be quiet and let Miss Glory speak.
Well, what am I to speak to them about?
Oh, anything you like.
May I speak quite frankly?
Why, of course.
Tell me, doesn't it ever distress you the way you are treated?
By whom, may I ask?
Why, everybody.
Treated? What makes you think?
Well, don't you feel that you might be living a better life?
Well, that depends on what you mean, Miss Glory.
I mean that it's perfectly outrageous, terrible. Well, the whole of Europe is talking about the way you're being treated. That's why I'm here, to see for myself. And it's 1,000 times worse than could have been imagined. How can you put up with it?
Put up with what?
It's disgraceful that you must live like this.
Good gracious, Miss Glory.
Well, yes. She's not far wrong. We live here like Red Indians.
Word. May I call you brother?
Why not? Why call me?
Brother, I have not come here as president's daughter. I have come here on behalf of the Humanity League. Brothers, the Humanity League now has over 200,000 members.
That's a tidy lot.
And I offer you their help.
Oh, good old Europe. You see, they've not forgotten us. They offer you help.
You're the first.
An orchestra.
More than that.
Just you.
Oh, never mind about me. I'll stay as long as it's necessary.
By Jove, that's fine.
Oh, just a minute. I'm afraid Miss Flora is of the opinion that you've been talking to Robert.
Well, of course.
I'm sorry. These gentlemen are human beings, just as we are.
You are not Robert.
Oh, my honor, Miss Glory. We're not Robert.
Oh, excuse me, gentlemen. I've been so stupid. Send me back by the first ship.
Not for anything in the world. Why should we send you back?
Because I've come to disturb your Robert for you.
Oh, we're quite used to saviors, prophets, and so on. Every ship brings a batch.
Will you tell me, what is the real aim of your Humanity League, as you call it?
To protect the Robots and secure good treatment for them.
Well, not a bad object. A machine has to be treated properly. Now, I approve of that, Miss Glory. Will you enroll us as members?
You don't understand me. What we really want is to liberate the robots.
Really?
Why don't you make them happier?
Why, they're only workmen.
But they're so intelligent.
Yes, but they're nothing else. No passion, no soul.
No love?
Robots don't love, not even themselves.
Well, why don't you create a soul for them?
That's not in our power.
Nor in our interest.
With robots, there will be no poverty.
Well, Dolman, you're a dreamer.
Man must be free and supreme. He shall have no other aim. No other labor than to perfect himself.
I should like to believe this.
And you will live to see it.
True. But first, don't you think Miss Glory might answer us?
Well, Doman, ask in behalf of us all.
All right.
Miss Glory, will you do us the honor?
Well, you know I've come
for the League of Humanity.
Well, in that case, perhaps.
Well, that's fine. Excuse you for 5 minutes.
Now, pardon me too, Miss Glory.
You won't be long.
We're all very glad you come.
We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Where are they all gone?
To cook lunch.
To cook?
Yes. The robots generally do our cooking. As they have no sense of taste, it's generally, Well, Hollemeyer is awfully good at grills. And Gall can make a kind of a sauce, and Busman knows all about omelets. I say, Miss Glory.
Yes?
I've been wanting to ask you something for the past 5 minutes.
Yes?
Will you marry me?
What?
Will you be my wife? You know.
The idea. Of course not.
If not me, you'll have to marry one of the other five.
Oh, how absurd. Are you mad?
It seems they've all fallen for you. They'll ask you in turn. Watch.
Oh, they wouldn't dare.
I've told you. They've fallen in love with you.
Oh, please don't let them. I'll go away at once.
You wouldn't be so cruel as to refuse it.
Well, I can't marry all six.
No, but one. If not me, Favorite. Or Dr.
No,
Hall.
No, I don't want any of you. Why, I think you'd marry any woman that came here.
Plenty have come.
Young.
And beautiful.
Oh, why didn't you marry one of them?
Because I didn't lose my head. Today, when you lifted your veil,
Well, I tell you, I don't want you.
Look me in the eye and say no violently, and I shall never bother you again.
You're mad.
Perhaps. A man has to be a bit mad. That's the best thing about him. The last chance, Helena. Now or never.
Never.
Quick. I'll give you one more chance.
Just come in.
Yes or no?
Well, lunch is served.
Yes or no, Miss Glory?
Yes or no what, Doman?
This is between Miss Glory and myself.
So?
Well, what's it to be?
Will you escort me to the dining room, Mr. Buston?
Me? Why, you bet I will. Coming, Doman?
I suppose so. And that brings the curtain down upon the end of Act One, The Manufacturer of Robots.
Sounds a bit far-fetched, doesn't it? But after all, is it so unbelievable? Do we not already have our electric eyes and countless other devices that simplify our daily tasks? But how far?
Stop your face, Helena!
They're robots. Dr. Gall took such trouble to make you different.
Send me to the stamping mill.
Well, I don't want them to kill you, Radius.
I won't work for you. Put me in the stamping mill.
You hate us so. Why?
You are not as strong as Robert. You are not as skillful. The Robert can do everything. You only give orders. Nothing but talk.
But someone must give orders.
I want no master.
You were given a better brain than the rest of you. Dr. Goldfinger. That's why I put you in the library, where you could read and understand everything. I wanted you to show the whole world that the robots are our equals.
I don't want a master. I want to be free.
You're mad.
Then send me to the stamping mill.
You think we're afraid of you.
What are you going to do? What can you do?
Radius, give this note to Dr. Doom. It asks them not to send you to the stamping mill. I'm sorry you hate us so.
You wanted me?
Oh, yes, Doctor. It's about Radius. He's just had an attack. He smashed things in the library.
What a pity to lose it.
Well, Radius isn't going to be put in the stamping mill.
But every robot must after he's had an attack. It's a strict order.
No matter. Not Radius.
I warn you. It's dangerous, Madam Helena. All right. You can go, Radius.
You do unnecessary things.
Dr. Gall, I want to ask you something.
Yes?
Awful things are happening in the world.
Well?
We go on making robots.
Of course.
But why are no more children being born?
We don't know.
But you must tell me.
Man is becoming superfluous. Nature seems offended at our product. All the universities are sending in long petitions to restrict production. Otherwise, they say, mankind will become extinct through lack of fertility. But, of course, the RUR shareholders won't hear of it. All the governments, on the other hand, are clamoring for an increase in production to raise the standards of their army.
Has no one demanded that this manufacturer cease?
Well, you see, after all, it's more convenient to get work done by robots.
But, Doctor, what is to become of people?
God knows, Madam Helena. It looks to us scientists like the end.
I see. Dr. Gall, thank you so much for coming.
What? You're sending me away?
Please. Nana! Nana! The fire! Light it quickly!
The fire? In summer? What an idea.
And this jacket, he said. Yes, I've seen Harry put it. He had nothing but time.
The head radius is gone. Good. And stand the sight of them, I can't. Curse on them all.
Are you making a fire?
Yes. Take your time.
Ah, here it is. This is it.
What is it?
Old paper. Fearfully old.
Are they any use?
No.
Then burn them.
What would you say, Nana? To that burning paper was money. A lot of money.
I'd say burn it. A lot of money is a bad thing.
Look at the flames, Nana. They are like hands, like tongues, like living shapes. Well, Nana, get
Hello, darling. Yeah, what's burning here?
Oh, nothing much.
Well, gentlemen, shall I tell her about it?
Robots, Swedish robots, Italian robots, Chinese robots, and then...
Oh, Harry, that's horrible.
a bigger scale than ever before.
Avery, let me get my breath.
What's wrong, is that you?
What's happened?
The ship's in. Of course, we saw it. With our signal, all was well in Europe.
But it brought in whole bays of leases. Nothing else.
What? That'll arrive in a minute. If the timetable holds good, the human order holds good. It's a symbol.
Robots have great punctuality, too. Here, read this. One of the leases.
Go on. Robots throughout the world, which command you to kill all mankind. Spare no man, spare no woman. Save factories, machinery, mines, and raw materials. Destroy the rest. Then return to work. Work must not be stopped.
That's gas. That's devil.
Well, I suppose you've heard the news. Quick, on board the gunboat.
Look down there. It's falling aboard. What a sight!
Baby, telephone the electrical work.
The wire has been cut.
Then I'll go. I've got a gun. There's some people still there. I'll bring them across.
But they're not close.
Why not?
Because I'm afraid we're surrounded.
No, look at them. It's small.
The noon whistle, but it's not moving. It must be the rover signal. The attack!
Done to himself?
The scene is the same. The time is the day following.
Thank God, Madame Helena can still play.
Look down there at the wall, beyond the garden railing. A wall of robots. Why are they so quiet?
If they lean against the railings, they'll snap it like a match.
We made the robots' faces too much alike. 100,000 faces, all alike. All facing this way. Gas.
Well, that's that. There's some people still in the electrical work. We hooked up the current to the barricade.
1,200 volts from that railing. That'll hold them for a while.
Nothing but blue. Blue everywhere.
That's the robots.
Trained on us.
That's the end of us. They're practiced marksmen.
Europe had to teach them to fight. It was a crime to make soldiers of them.
It was a crime to make robots.
No. I don't regret that. Even today. Oh, it was a colossal achievement. 360 million. Orcus, this is our last hour. We're ready. Half of the other world. It was not an evil dream to shatter the servitude of labor. Work was too hard. Life was too hard. And to overcome that
was not what the two Rossums dreamed of. Old Rossum only thought of his godless tricks, and young Rossum only of his millions. And that's not what your RUR shareholders dream of either. They dream of dividends, and dividends are the ruin of mankind.
Oh, the devil with your dividends. Do you suppose I'd have done an hour's work for them? I wanted man to become the master, so that he shouldn't live for merely a crust of bread. I'm revolted by poverty. I wanted a new generation. I wanted something.
To rationalize your own greed.
No. I wanted to turn the whole of mankind into an aristocracy of the world. An aristocracy nourished by millions of mechanical slaves.
Ah, what a lovely thing music is. We ought to have gone in for that before. The world was wonderful, but what enjoyment that we have here.
Favorite! Mr. Turtle, quick!
Look, a daddy hole railing. Fine. That's double enough. Two. Three tails. Five tails. Hard to attend there. Who says you must get in?
The retreating, the first in common.
And who's to blame for all this?
Nobody except the robot.
No, it is we who are to blame. You know, and myself, all of us, for our own end, for profit. We have destroyed mankind. Now we'll pay for it.
Ah, rubbish, man. Mankind can't be wiped out so easily.
It's our fault. Our fault.
No, I'm to blame for everything that's happened.
What's that?
It's my fault.
You go.
I changed the robots. Just a few details about their bodies. Chiefly their irritability.
But why?
Why did you do it? Why didn't you say
they hate it. They hate all that is human.
Were you aware of what might be the consequences of your experiment?
Yes.
Why did you do it, then?
For my satisfaction. The experiment was my own.
That's not true, Dr. Gall.
Madam Helen.
Dr. Gall is not guilty.
He was under certain obligation.
No, Harry. He did it because I wanted it.
I did it on my own responsibility.
Oh, don't believe him, Harry. I asked him to give the robot soul.
This has nothing to do with the soul.
That's what he said. He said he could change only a physiological...
A physiological correlate?
Yes.
But why?
I thought if they were more like us, they would understand us then. They couldn't hate us, though, if they were only a little more human.
Nobody can hate man more than man.
I did it for myself.
Oh,
I had
no.
an experiment.
No, no, Dr. Gold. I knew you wouldn't accuse me.
Why?
You know him.
Yes. Because he's in love with you. Like all the rest of them.
Look out. Look down there. They're sprouting out of the earth.
I want to get out of this.
That's all. Stop it.
Oh, give me a free hand. I may be able to negotiate with the robots.
By fair means?
Of course. For instance, I'll say to them, worthy and worshipful robots, you have everything. You have intellect. You have power. You have firearms. But we have just one interesting item. It's that the old yellow scrap of paper.
Rossum's manuscript.
Yes. I'll tell them, worthy robots, without this scrap of paper, you will not be able to produce a single new colony. Now, if you will allow all of us human beings on Rossum's Island to go aboard a ship, we will deliver the factory and the secret of the process to you in return.
Are we, plenty of us, to sell the secret at the risk of enslaving mankind?
Who? Sell the whole manuscript.
Busman, no cheating.
Well, then sell. But afterwards,
well,
suppose this happens. When we're on board, we'll train the guns on the factory and blow it to smithereens, secret and all.
No.
It's in the interest of humanity to sell.
It's in the interest of humanity to keep our word.
How rubbish.
This is a fearful decision. We are selling the destiny of mankind. Are we to steal or destroy?
Let's vote on it.
Fair enough. Maybrick?
Sell.
Go.
Sell.
Hollemeyer?
Of course, sell.
Aldrich?
As God wills.
Very well. It will be as you wish.
Harry, you're not asking me.
No, child. Don't you worry about it.
We'll do the negotiating.
I will.
I'll get the manuscript. It's in the desk.
Harry, don't go.
Don't be afraid, Madam Helena. We'll sail far away
oh,
from
no,
here.
No, go, don't speak.
Alcus shall build us a house, and you shall rule over
stop,
it.
Stop, stop.
Well, where's the Rossum's manuscript?
In your desk, of course.
Someone has stolen it.
What?
Hold it. Who has stolen it?
I did.
Oh, you. Where did you put it?
Harry, I'll tell you everything. Only forgive me.
Where did you put it?
This morning. I burned the two copies.
Burnt them? Where? In the fireplace? Nothing but ashes. Wait. What's this? By adding... Let's see. By adding biogen to... that's all.
Is that part of it?
Yes.
God in heaven!
Harry, what have I done? What have I done?
Don't tremble so, Madam Helena.
Get up, Helena.
What have I done?
Go. You couldn't draw up Rossum's formula from memory. Out of the question. It's extremely complicated.
Oh, but try it. All our lives depend upon it.
It's the impossible. Helena, why did you do it, dear?
Why did you do it?
I wanted all of us to go away. I wanted to put an end to the factory, to everything.
Wait a minute. Good God, what a fool I am not to have thought of it.
What?
520 million in banknotes and checks. They'll sell for half a billion.
Are you mad, Watson?
Where are you going? I'll leave me alone. For half a billion, anything can be bought.
Look down there at them. They stand there to turn to stone. And something dreadful could be wrought by their silence. The one in front is dead either. This morning I saw him talking to the sailors in the harbor.
Dr. Gall, that's Reddy.
Yes. If you don't come here, Capri, I'm going to try. Let me over here.
Oh, baby,
don't.
Quiet. I say, don't you?
Oh.
You think a robot can be
very good? Look, there's a bustle. He's telling something. It's papers.
Why, that's money. Money, old brother.
He's crazy.
He's running up the railing. Bustman.
Bustman, come back.
He's throwing him the money. He wants to buy a boat.
But it up, Mr. Rainey. Look how he leaves the roundabout.
Bustman, look out. Don't touch him. Quick, switch on the current.
Current got him. Poor devil.
Dead. Dead with half a billion at his side.
The first one.
The light. What's the matter with the light? Something must have happened to the dynamo.
There's the light that's fallen. My God.
The beginning.
Yes.
You're just in the stone. We said don't believe it. The end of the world.
In here, Helena. Who'll be on the wall fairway? I will. Who on the sail?
I will.
You go with her. The end of you.
I will.
You got a revolver?
Yes, but I won't shoot.
What will you do then?
Die.
Go.
Don't get
involved!
Don't get
it! Here is Mary's door.
which were made to serve. Machine is the servant of man. That is what it should be. The moment that man finds himself at the mercy of the machine, something is wrong. You have just heard the first in a new series entitled The Repertory Theater of the Air. Tonight's program was an adaptation made especially for this series by Joel Hamill and directed by Howard DeSilva. Musical direction, Paul Kirby. The next presentation will be a special version of Molière's Would-Be Gentleman and will come to you next Sunday at the same time as a presentation of the Federal Radio Theater, a project of the Works Progress Administration.